George Bush began his last scheduled foreign trip as president today. He's off to Peru for the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. The global financial crisis looms at the top of the agenda. There's not much good news on that front, though there is one relatively bright spot. The world's Matthew Bell has more.
Today's Financial Times sums up the latest in global economic news as, quote, almost uniformly bad. But wait, there's hope at the gas pump of all places.
We estimate that the lower gasoline prices are probably going to save U.S. consumers about $100 billion in 2009 compared to 2008.
Gus Fauché of Moody'sEconomy.com says that's obviously good news. Problem is, you quickly get to some bad news when you ask why gas is so much cheaper now.
What that means is it's just weaker demand. A couple of reasons. First of all, the higher prices that we saw earlier this year, they led consumers and businesses to cut back on their use of oil. And then also the slower economy is leading to lower oil prices. You know, there's less need for electricity. Businesses need less oil. The airlines need less jet fuel because they're cutting back on their schedules. So for all of those reasons, weaker economies both in the U.S. and abroad, there's just less demand for oil, and that's pushing down prices.
Hang on, weren't experts predicting $200 a barrel oil prices several months ago? Lisa Marganelli is the author of Oil on the Brain.
Recessions and depressions have a way of turning conventional wisdom on their head, and it's weird how we don't remember what came before. You know, we had oil was $9.75 a barrel in 1998.
That's $9.75, by the way. The price climbed from there to about $150 over the next 10 years. Marganelli says American consumers and businesses paid for that increase on credit, and they're still paying off all that debt. Now that prices have dropped, experts worry it's taking the pressure off Washington and Detroit to raise fuel efficiency standards and invest in alternative energy. And Marganelli says there's another downside.
With prices this low, oil-producing countries, especially the OPEC countries, are not drilling new holes in the ground. There's no reason for them to do it at this point. And what that means is that as the economy starts to creep up, you know, if it catches momentum in a year or a year and a half, and suddenly demand for oil starts to rise fairly rapidly, we're going to go straight back up to stratospheric prices because there simply won't be enough extra capacity. I guess what I'm saying is low prices now mean bad stuff later.
The big oil-producing countries are already feeling the pain now, and they're expected to talk about cutting back on supply when members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries meet next week in Cairo. But economist Gus Fauché says it's not likely to stop the price slide.
You know, I think it's going to be difficult for OPEC to sustain any price increases. I mean, I just don't think that the demand is there. They can try to cut back, but there are going to be incentives for the various OPEC members to cheat on their production quotas. And, you know, I think, you know, prices may settle in around $2.50 a gallon, but I certainly don't expect them to move back up to the $3 to $4 a gallon range anytime soon.
So again, that's good news for American drivers, but it's a small consolation given just how bad most economic news is these days. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.